Special Rapporteur, thank you very much for agreeing to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
In your preliminary findings, you state that you have been made aware of the challenges of continuing racial discrimination faced by Indigenous people in Australia. What are they?
Well, quite a number of them. One that is very glaring is the continuing disproportionate representation of Indigenous people in the criminal justice system. Many of them remain have been incarcerated, and that speaks to a problem with the way those communities are policed, as well as the way the criminal justice system is dealing with the challenges faced by Indigenous peoples. There is also the question of very high levels of unemployment of Indigenous peoples relative to the non-Indigenous populations, and the marginalization of Indigenous people from the benefits of economic prosperity in Australia.
Your mandate is racism, so connecting the dots, does that mean that some of these conditions are due to racism?
Look, if you are going to address the conditions and the situation of Indigenous people, you have to go back to the historical context of where Indigenous people find themselves in this country. That history is very well known. That history was very much framed by racism. And there's need for a conversation about racism and the way racial ideas have placed Indigenous people where they are, and the continuing discrimination. In many cases, I heard of instances of daily humiliation where Indigenous people, for instance, in a convenience store, they are checked by security guards, whereas non-Indigenous peoples are not checked by Indigenous peoples.
So during that conversation that you say needs to be had, what would you recommend the Australian government to do?
A number of recommendations. One of them, of course, is to take advantage of the whole period and discussion of reconciliation as well as constitution amendment to reopen that debate at different levels, to set targets of what needs to be achieved, both at the national or communal level as well as state level. Specifically, for instance, I noted that there are no justice targets at the communal level. There are justice targets at state levels in some places, but it's also the complete devastation or absence of an Indigenous economy, the fact that Indigenous peoples remain outside the economic life and don't have an economy raises very significant challenges as their future with regard to their functioning effectively in the Australian society.